Guess we should just rain on this parade. What is going on, Grant? What is going on with this team?
This is who the Braves have been all year. It's been a roller coaster ride of from one extreme to another. The steady, thread that has been woven through the entire season has been injury issues that have obviously affected this team in a lot of different ways. Even if there are some people that are tired of hearing about it, there's just no getting around the fact that this is a club that's been underpowered in a lot of different ways, a lot of different departments this year, not just offensively speaking, but also having to deal with things on the pitching side now, again, with Reynaldo Lopez landing on the injured list. So this was a trip to D.C. where the Braves needed to come home with two wins. They certainly didn't need to come home with a split and with another starting pitcher on the injured list, but that's kind of where they are. And now over the next, two or so weeks, they've got to figure out ways to continue to win games as this Mets club that they're chasing slash battling for one of these postseason spots. That's a team that was being no-hit into the ninth inning yesterday, proceeded to score six runs and win a game and take back that wild card spot.
Yeah, I don't know what everyone's freaking out about, Grant. The Braves have averaged 4.3 runs in their last three games. I mean, who cares? I don't know. I'm not getting caught up in 12 in one game.
Let me tell you a story about that, actually, before we get too much further. But over this last, 29 games now, where the Braves are 17-12 and they're starting, their entire pitching staff has put together an ERA well below 2.5, and they haven't been able to win those games. Offensively speaking, over that time, they have averaged just over 4 runs per game, but 45 of, I believe, the 120 runs that they have scored came in 4 games. So really, in the other 25 games, they're averaging about 3 runs per game, and that's just not a good margin for error for your pitching staff. And quite obviously, we saw another one of those last night.
Now, that's a great stat. And I love how Grant can turn me being in a smart ass into a phenomenal stat.
Yeah, I know.
Grant, you posted
the Uno reverse card on.
I know
right there.
That's what Grant does to me. That's we used to hang out a lot, and he would put me in my place like that. Ian Anderson turned in a solid start on Tuesday. I'm going to be very open. I'm ignorant on if he's on the 40 man, what the deal is with him, but is Ian Anderson? What's his future like for the rest of the season? Because he looked like he was pretty good, and he's getting to, 90 pitches and 6 straight starts, you said?
Yeah, so a lot of things are trending well for him, but the reason why he's been sitting in the minor leagues for longer than one would expect for a pitcher that had done some of the things that he'd done over his first 3 years in the big leagues, and certainly in the postseason, was that the Braves were kind of in a position where they felt really good about their 5 starting pitchers, and they wanted to stick with that group down the stretch. They weren't trying to do what they were in the first half where, okay, well, we're going to get extra days of rest, we're going to work in this guy and maybe a couple of other arms, and we're going to continue to try this. And that worked and accomplished some things that I think were important for Chris Sale and for Reynaldo Lopez. I mean, you're not going to be able to avoid every kind of injury or, soreness or whatever that comes along. I mean, you're just dealing with that all year long. But Ian was kind of a victim of the timing of it all as far as being in the minors. He is on the 40-man, but the Braves, remember, last spring training had optioned him to the minor league. So basically the lion's share of everything that's been going on the last 2 years with his Tommy John surgery and his rehab has all been happening on the minor league side, and they haven't wasted options on him. So if they bring him up, they would be using an option, which they shouldn't be averse to. If they need him to help, then they'll certainly bring him up to help. But I think that they were trying to, go through this whole process and make absolute sure that when he came back up, he was coming back up to stay, he was ready to go, and that you have to conserve things like options in these cases. At least that's kind of my read on everything with him. But the pitch count is up. I think the stuff is there to be competitive. Is he all the way back and completely over Tommy John? No, I think it takes about a full year's worth of pitching at least on the other side of it from a couple of guys I've talked to specifically about feeling like yourself again and truly being beyond the surgery and back to just concentrating on pitching and putting rehab and all of those things that you've gone through completely in the rearview mirror.
Wow, that almost sounded like we were talking about Kirk Cousins for a second. I had to shake my head and come back to the Braves. Been talking about so much for injury returns and things like that in the year timeline. Grant, look, one of the interesting footnotes, too, when you mentioned they felt good about their 5-man rotation.
Mm-hmm.
The probables kind of get announced, and it's very interesting to me because you will have Max Fried, it's looking like, going on 4 days rest, and that's that Monday matchup against the Dodgers. You get Schwellenbach, Sale, Morton, and then right back to Max Fried. With the injury to Reynaldo Lopez, what's the future of this rotation? And I know that right now, at least in this weekend series, it sounds like all hands on deck. But talk to me about Reynaldo Lopez, Grant Holmes, and the other things you have going on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where Grant Holmes, if Grant Holmes fits into this, but clearly in a series as big as the Dodgers, and the fact that with Max Fried, he's going on regular rest thanks to the off day that we're having today, so that's not really pushing him in any way, shape, or form that's beyond what he's normally used to. He hasn't been one of the pitchers that they've been so focused on extra rest all year long. Now, Chris Sale has been a different story, but he is also, you know, I think his time frame between starts is more malleable now than it was maybe over the first 3 or 4 months of the season. They're going to go with the guys that they need to help them win the games that day and then move on to the next day. That's pretty much their mindset at this point. And Brian Snitker's been saying that for a while, for that matter. But you know the four starters that you're dealing with Sale, with Fried, with Schwellenbach, and with Morton. Now they just kind of have to figure out whether it's Ian Anderson or A.J. Smith-Shawver or Bryce Elder or whoever it is that they eventually have to go through to help reset the rotation when the off days aren't going to help out, because they lost a couple of off days this month thanks to having to make up some games that were rained out earlier. So that's also been thrown into things, including the Cincinnati game that we just saw. But there's really not some heir apparent that's going to come in and be able to, I think, post the numbers and do the kind of things that Reynaldo Lopez has done. They're just going to have to figure out a way to patch it up. And unlike last year, where you could cover it up with 7 or 8 runs on any given night because of how explosive the offense was, those are fewer and farther between this year. I mean, we see the two extremes that this club has been at, where they come out and everything looks great, and then the next night they come out struggling to find base hits and score runs. And I don't think that we can sit here and say, well, when the offense figures it out. It's if the offense can do enough at this point, I think, is more the operative term.
All right, so does something need to change with the lineup?
There's not much you can do at this point, though, Tiff, and that's the problem, is that, you know, you don't have Ronald Acuna Jr., you don't have Ozzie Albies, at least not yet, you're not getting Austin Riley back in the regular season. That's three all-star players, one of them an MVP, another one in Austin Riley that I think could win an MVP and probably should have in 2021, but that's another call for another day. And you don't have guys sitting in the minor leagues or sitting on your bench that are going to come in and offer 30 and 100 power in the middle of the lineup and do the kind of things these guys have done. So you've had to be pushed, and we've seen this. Now, Merrifield's got a broken foot, so you got to go out and get Kevin Biggio on a minor league deal just to try to plug a hole. And so it's the guys that they've had that they were counting on have gotten hurt. The replacements have gotten hurt. And now they just kind of are where they are. And when Michael Harris is not hitting, which he had a nice series against the Nationals, Jorge Soler's shown some signs. That's certainly good. Matt Olson's swinging the bat well. But those guys have been kind of, you know, hit or miss might be too on the nose. But there's been a lot left to be desired at times for all of those guys. Marcelo Ozuna's power slowed down a little bit. But he's done enough this year to where it's not on Marcelo Ozuna's shoulders, and it shouldn't be all the time. That they've got to get guys like Sean Murphy going. A little bit from Orlando Arcia would certainly help. Gio Urshela, different, Jared Kelnick, whoever you can get to do some things. Ramon Laureano. But these are not the household names, the all-stars, the squad, the core that the Braves had locked up expecting to win and have this powerful offense. So to bring all of that home, I just don't know what else Brian Snitker can do, because you're kind of at some point, and I hate to use this phrase, you're just rearranging the deck chairs. There's just not really anything that's going to make it look different, play different, and I think perform different than it has. You just got to count on guys to do the things they're capable of doing, but that has been a real exercise in futility at times this year.
See, like, we can always count on you to deliver the bad news, but the an optimistic voice, that's what it is, Grant. Where can we find From the Diamond this week?
You'll be able to find me on Saturday afternoon. We got a lot of football, obviously, going on. So Sundays are jam-packed with all the good things we have happening, hopefully, to come with the Atlanta Falcons. But certainly from the broadcast perspective, shifting over from my Saturday show, Sunday show slot to Saturdays. You can find me most weeks from 4 to 6. But check your local listings, as they say, and you can get From the Diamond wherever you find your podcast.
Thanks so much, Grant. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, everyone.